Chapter 2. Forgeries in the Name of Peter. Up to this point in my discussion of ancient lying, deception, and forgery, I've been using the term truth in a very simple sense, to mean something like correct information. In reality, though, truth and its opposite, falsehood, are complex. I think we all recognize this deep down, even if we haven't given it a good deal of thought. When we watch a movie, we often ask, "Is this a true story?" By that we mean, is this something that really happened? If the answer is yes, then we somehow feel assured and comforted that the events took place. And so, as a story, it is truer than one that was just made up. But even then, we never think that absolutely everything found in the movie, all of the characters, the dialogue, the individual scenes, and so on, is absolutely and completely the way it really happened. We allow for a kind of poetic license of distortion, even when acknowledging that the story is, somehow, true. One could easily make the case that a movie can be true in a deeper sense, even if it is about something that never happened. This has been my view for many years, and it used to drive my kids crazy when they were young. We'd be watching a movie and they'd say, "Dad, is this a true story?" And I'd almost always say, "Yes." But then they'd remember that I tend to have a different view of things, and they'd ask the follow-up question. "No, Dad, I mean, did this really happen?" And I'd say no, and they'd continue to be puzzled, as some of my readers may be. How can a story be true if it didn't happen? In point of fact, there are all sorts of true stories that didn't happen, as everyone will admit, I think, if they think about it a bit. When I try to illustrate this with my students, I usually rehearse for them the story of George Washington and the cherry tree. True stories that didn't happen. Every grade school kid in the country knows the cherry tree story. As a young boy, George Washington, for unknown reasons, took a hatchet to his father's cherry tree. When his father came home, he saw the tree and asked, "Who chopped down my cherry tree?" Young George answered, "I cannot tell a lie. I did it." The way the story is normally told, we don't find out what happened afterwards. Was young George taken out to the woodshed? The story ends with George's one-liner. We know that the story never happened, because the person who invented the tale later admitted